Job chapter 28. Now for silver there is a vein, and there is a place where they refine gold. Iron is obtained from ore, and mineral is cast into copper. The miner discounts darkness, and in every direction he searches for minerals, in thick darkness and the shadow of death. He sinks a shaft with a migrant workforce who do not use their feet. They are lowered down. They move about unnaturally. As for the land, from it comes bread, but underneath it, it is like fire swirling around. Amongst its stones is a place of sapphire. It includes gold-bearing ore. There is a path which the bird of prey does not know, and the eye of the kite has not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, and the fierce lion has not passed along it. At the flint he applies his hand. He overturns mountains at their roots. He cuts out galleries in the rocks, and his eye sees every kind of precious gemstone. He blocks underground rivers from gushing, and he brings a hidden thing to light. But from where is wisdom obtained? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is it found in the land of the living. The ocean says, "It is not in me," and the sea says, "It is not with me." Gold cannot be given in exchange for it, and silver cannot be weighed out as its price. It cannot be piled in the scales against fine gold from Ophir, or valuable onyx or sapphire. Gold and crystal cannot match its value, nor is its exchange value an object of purified gold. Precious gems and crystal are not worth a mention. But the acquisition of wisdom is worth more than red corals. Ethiopian topaz cannot match its value, nor can it be piled in the scales against pure gold. But as for wisdom, where does it come from? And where is the place of understanding? Well, it is concealed from the eyes of every living being, and it is hidden from the birds of the sky. Destruction and death say, "We have heard of its reputation with our ears." God understands its way, and he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth. He sees what is under all the heavens. It was to give weight to the wind when he weighed water accurately, and when he issued a statute to the rain, and a way for lightning and thunderclaps. Then he saw it and declared it. He established it and searched it out. And he said to man, "Behold, the fear of the Lord is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding."